Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Isaiah Roberts on the line with me, and he has a new single out that I'm vibing to, and I love, and I thank God I have a radio show that I can play the music I love, called Last Time. Isaiah, talk to us, let us know, why are you talking about the last time?
Oh, yes, last time, I think it's such an important topic. You know, all people have something that they go through. Whether it be, you know, something like some sort of addiction, or it could be small things like, you know, nail biting or anything like that you really want to give up but kind of have a hold on you.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to create a song, even out a personal experience that just talked about, you know, really desiring freedom from something and ultimately turning to God to fulfill the place that whatever addiction was that was filling.
Yeah, that is good, and it's real important now, especially even all of us suffering from the after effects of COVID, depression, anxiety, anxiousness, panic attacks, everything that could go on in our minds and in our spirit. We have to check that. So how do you begin to kind of examine yourself to get to that place?
I think it takes a level of vulnerability. I think oftentimes we can downplay some of the things that we go through, like different vices. you know, because maybe society says that it's normal to, you know, have a drink every now and then, or it's normal to be, you know, having different relationships and all kinds of things. And so I think it takes a level of vulnerability to not only just check in with yourself, but even if you have people that hold you accountable that really want you to be your best version. You know, hey, is this thing that I'm doing okay? And really just being willing to give up that thing and to go ahead and find something else that's going to fulfill that void. You know, you were talking about COVID and all the after effects and being depressed. A lot of times people, when they get to those low places in their life, they turn to things that ultimately do more damage and add
right.
on top of the depression than really find a place of healing. So, yeah, I think that's really the driving force of the song to finally be able to clean up a lot of the mess and not just keep adding things on top of it, suppressing, you know, the real damage.
Yeah, I like what you said. And pretty much that's on the fleshy part of us that's aiding to seek the false medicaments of relief. Now, let's talk about how we can get to that spiritual part where the Holy Spirit is like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think, I mean, and obviously it's going to vary from person to person. We really wanted this song to be as broad as possible as far as the audience goes. But I think that, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit that space to really speak to you. I think sometimes if you have a lot of noise going on, if you have a lot of people in your ear, maybe some people that are encouraging that specific vice, it's hard to really feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit. So I think it takes a level of really slowing down. And opening up your heart to be able to say, you know what, maybe this thing isn't what I need to be doing. And the Spirit is going to talk. He never stops speaking.
Right.
It's just us that choose whether or not we want to really listen and take the, you know, the wisdom that he's able to give us.
I like what you said, that we have to slow down. And the point is, if we don't slow down, those terrible things, our mental health going unattended, using
right.
drugs or sex or cigarettes or weed or whatever we choose to try to medicate ourselves, that can, you know, lead you in the hospital. You'll be still for sure, you know.
Right.
You know? And so, yeah, I mean, I was listening to Last Time and I love the lyrics. And, you know, just how did you come up with the song?
Yeah, so Last Time was a personal testimony as well. There were some vices that I had picked up along the way, trying to, you know, figure out my way in life and, you know, find a sense of fulfillment. And a lot of those things just, I noticed it wasn't leading me to any type of, like, real fulfillment. It would be something temporary, and then afterwards I'd be like, ah, that didn't really do anything for me. Or, you know, this didn't, like, push me forward. This didn't make me feel good, you know, in its entirety. Maybe for a moment, but it kind of leaves you with this void feeling. So a lot of it is, you know, it's a personal testimony. And I'd even say that, you know, if you listen to the lyrics of the song in its totality, it's really a song of repentance, you know,
right.
and that's a common word that we use in the
right.
faith. But the first verse, really confession, you know, going to God, talking about, you know, what it is that, you know, you've done, how it's making you feel. And then the chorus is, you know, really desiring that freedom and getting down and saying, you know, no, I'm laying this down. I don't want this anymore. And then the second verse goes into more professing that you are free and you're not going back. And then you do the hook one more time. So from top to bottom, it's really a song of repentance.
Yes, I heard that when I was listening. Again, you know, that's for someone. I love what you said before. You know, you just got to humble and be vulnerable. What led you to your space of being humble and vulnerable when you reached that enough is enough?
Yeah, there was a few moments. I had a really deep encounter with the Holy Spirit last year in 2022. This was at my grandfather's conference. I think it was a woman hour loose. And I had never experienced kind of a sort of an out-of-body Holy Spirit encounter like that. And I think it opened my eyes to really what's available in that place, in his presence.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was at that I finally understood, oh, this is what I've been looking for. So all these things that I've been picking up, trying to find that fulfillment, trying to find that peace, trying to find, you know, that place of safety, it's in here. And so once I figured out that, oh, I don't need that other stuff, I just got to get into his presence.
Right.
That's when I realized, no, this, by the time I'm going back to that, I just need more of this.
Mm-hmm. You said a very key word, safety. What does that mean to you?
Safety, I think it's the place where you can fully be all of yourself without performance.
Come on, sir.
The only place that you can get that is in the presence of God. You know, and family can create safe environments, but when I'm talking about like fully just here I am, it's when you're in his presence. So that safety is so important to us because not everybody has that.
Right, right. What is going to be next for you? Is this a EP, a single? Did you personally write and produce? Or, you know, what's the future looking like for Isaiah Roberts?
So I'm a part of a One House. It's a multimedia collective. And we actually do have a project coming out next Friday, October 6th. And
okay.
So there's going to be a few songs on there that I have written for this specific Last Time single. Me, Brunus Charles, and Kyle McCarr that wrote the song, and Brunus also produced it. But me personally, I'll have a single coming out hopefully by the end of the year. But just continuing in those vulnerable topics, things that really matter to me. There's life experience or, you know, if it's a straight up Christian worship song, but you can hear all of that kind of stuff from my music coming soon.
Yeah, and you can hear it in the single, Last Time, all the elements. And I love that you're just coming from a personal space because that's what really makes for good music when it's honest. How are you feeling entering into the music scene? This is your first project and your first collaboration?
It is. Yeah, I'm feeling, you know, it's pretty new. I grew up in Los Angeles, California, so I've been around the entertainment industry.
Right.
But mainly from a birth, I haven't, you know, been in it. I mean, Last Time being my first single, you can say that I've really only been in the music industry for about a month and a half now. But I feel comfortable. I have a great team around me. I have a great family that's really supporting me. And I know that God has his hand on my on the calling that's on my life. So I'm moving, I would say, cautiously,
uh-huh.
But with the freedom knowing that God has already ordered my steps. So I have confidence as well.
Yeah, so how did you know it was time? Like, you spoke about the call, but how did you know? Did you always have a passion to want to be in music? Or did God just be like, okay, I need you. Come on, sir.
Yeah, so I've actually been making, writing, and recording music for about 5 years. And I grew up singing in my church, so it's always been a part of me to make music.
Uh-huh.
Whether it was fear from being, you know, compared to my parents who are already established in the faith, and really just kind of find the confidence in my own personal voice and not
right.
feel like I had to live up to it.
Right, right.
And so once I got confident in that voice, I think that's when I knew that it was time to really start releasing the things that God has given me.
Man, that is awesome. I really appreciate you sharing and definitely allowing God to use you independently and give us what you have to give us. That's awesome. And so as we continue, you got the video out. It's on YouTube, right?
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they can go to your YouTube channel and watch the video. And how else could they get in touch with you on social media?
So my Instagram page is Isaiah T. Roberts. Mm-hmm. And I don't really use my TikTok, but if you want to check me out on TikTok, my name is _Isaiah.Roberts.
All right. Well, you know, I think the gram is always hot. I don't even have TikTok. I just can't even keep up with all of that. You know what? This technology moving so fast, you know, I'm just like, dang, what's happening? And I'm almost 60, so I'm like, slow down a little bit. Slow down. I'm trying to catch up. But you're in a good time because, you know, social media is like the key platform.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially for the people that are independent artists.
Yeah.
It's very easy to market yourself without putting in a bunch of money and really just start creating content, and people will find it and you can really develop a fan base.
Right. Are you following those formats or how are you learning how to use those tools?
I'm trying to understand it as much as I can. Luckily, I have a lot of people that have been very successful on Instagram and on TikTok and YouTube and everything like that. So I have some people just kind of helping me out with the social media thing.
All right. Now, is that you or is that your assistant? Are you going to respond back or what's going on?
If you get a reply on Instagram, it's definitely me responding. I don't have anybody formulating any replies.
Okay. Not yet. Not yet. But soon come. Soon come. Well, Isaiah, we say here, once a key player, always a key player. And so welcome to the Key Player family. As you continue to grow and prosper in your endeavors in music, make sure you come back to us and let us know so we can be one of your media partners to share the good news.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Appreciate you, sir.
All right. Appreciate you as well.